Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 60th Cork Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by producer Conor Barry, who is here presenting two films. One of them is Life is Sacred by Andreas Dalsgaard, and the other one is Brand New You by Simon Pommel. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks very much. Looking forward to the questions now.
Well, there won't be anything tricky. But let's divide up the time between the two films that you're presenting here at the Cork Film Festival. And I guess I will start off with the one that's freshest on my mind because I just watched it yesterday, and that is Life is Sacred. Now, if you could introduce it, first of all, for our listeners and tell us what the documentary talks about.
Well, it's a documentary by a Danish director called Andreas Dalsgaard, and it's about Antanas Mockus, the ex-mayor of Bogota in Colombia, and his presidential run in the 2010 elections and the fallout from that. And he's a very unusual man in that he totally believes in the way of approaching things rather than the end goal. And he really believes that one should, by changing yourself, that's the only way you can really change politics or a political environment, and especially a country like Colombia. And it was a very long project for Andreas, following Antonius's election campaign, and I think gives us all a lot of profound truths about ourselves.
Yeah, because the we were talking about it just before the interview. I think that the human side of the story is just as interesting as the political side of the story.
Completely. I mean, I would totally agree. I mean, to watch the pressure this man puts on himself to try and always do the right thing, and to try and humbly ignore the opportunities that are there by maybe giving up a little bit on his beliefs, but he never does. And in the end, I think that he wins, and there's a lesson there for us all.
You mentioned it was a very lengthy project. So how long exactly did it go on for?
Well, Andreas would have gone out to Bogota, obviously, before the 2010 elections. And I think that the fallout from that meant that there was no natural narrative end point to the documentary. In that Antanas Mockus lost and was kind of almost relegated himself to the political wilderness. And then, in the strangest way, his influence shaped the 2014 elections, which were a huge testament to his approach. And I think that's the staying power of Danish documentaries. You know, the company that's involved, Final Cut for Real, they've done The Act of Killing, The Look of Silence, and I think that this staying the course, not settling for natural narrative and false end goals, but to actually follow the story through in its entirety, shows amazing staying power and hard work and talent.
Yeah, it shows amazing staying power for the documentary form as well, I think. And yeah, Life is Sacred is certainly a great example of that. And of course, this film actually gets to go very deep within the subject, because the filmmaker was allowed to kind of go and really take a close look at what was going on in there. Are you aware of any like sort of challenges that took place while the filming was going on?
Well, Andreas Dalsgaard, the director, is an anthropologist by training and craft, and I think this comes to the central point of following a subject in documentary. Like, how far can you go along following someone without influencing them or influencing your story of them? And I think he's incredibly disciplined as a result. And I think that probably it is because of that distance, natural distance, and objectivity that he always had, that probably allowed him to get as close to Antanas in the first place.
Exactly, yeah. And not to mention that this election was kind of it represented a sort of a stepping stone. So given the fact that Marcus was sort of representing the side that was in favourite to win, was there any sort of like opposition that came from the outside of the filming? And I'd like to also tie in a question that goes with the finished work. How has the finished work been kind of received by the international audience, but also has it been seen by Colombian audience yet?
Well, I mean, number one, I'm not an expert on Colombian politics, but what I can attest to is the kind of is the way it has been received by Colombian viewers. And it was interesting at the screening in Cork yesterday, a Colombian gentleman came up to me and he said it was one of the most accurate portrayals of a time in Colombia, never mind that particular person. And to relay my thanks to the director, which I will. And I also remember at the premiere in Denmark in CPH Docs this time last year, there was quite a large Colombian contingent watching it. And in a way, it's a huge, bit of bravery when you take on a subject like this, because you are going to be judged by a nation. You know, you are going to be judged by people who've really experienced and have their own particular viewpoints on it. And it would seem that most people feel that there has been an objective portrayal of the time and the man.
It's very powerful on an international scale and an amazing film, and I definitely recommend our listeners to check it out. But we also have to move on and talk about the other film that you're presenting here at the festival. I was very lucky to get to interview the director of the film, Simon Pommel, but it's great that you're here to talk a little bit more about it. Brand new you, of course. And maybe you could tell listeners a little bit about that too, to kind of introduce it.
Well, I mean, Brand New You is a very interesting project by Simon Pommel, who did some of my favourite very experimental documentaries, you know, Shockhead Soul and Body Song. And this is his first fiction feature about a man who is essentially tasked with the job of assassinating himself, and it's to do with dual personalities and the fact that maybe in this world there is no such thing as true identity, and what is that idea of identity, as well as having kind of a very much a lo-fi sci-fi vibe, which I adore, you know. And it's a genre that kind of art house lo-fi sci-fi world is something that I naturally would be quite a fan of.
Yeah, there's themes of paranoia and modern concerns with like social themes of this point, like the identity crisis and other things. But it also looks amazing, because it looks like you said, like a lo-fi kind of science fiction film. The effects are great. And of course, the film didn't enjoy the kind of budget that large-scale, huge productions would have enjoyed. So it must have been very difficult to really make it look the way that it does.
Again, as on Life is Sacred, I'm just an Irish co-producer on these projects. So the lead project is Janine Marmot, who works very closely with Simon over the years. And also, Simon would have lives and works in Rotterdam in the Netherlands, and has a huge kind of background there in terms of VFX and collaborators over there, and they really pulled everything out on this film. They worked together obviously on Shockhead Soul, which involves animated VFX segments, and it was actually one of the reasons why I got involved in this project. I was just so amazed at what they achieved for that documentary, and to see what they have achieved is huge. And admittedly, the budget level is not anywhere near the level of what would be sci-fi films or whatever. It didn't inhibit the ambition of Simon and his team one little bit, and they just made up for it in pure, awful hard work and effort.
Well, I urge anyone that listens to Fred from Maley to check out the interview with the director, Simon Pommel. And before we say goodbye for now, I'd like to ask you a more general question on co-productions in general, and how beneficial they are, in this case, to Ireland. How beneficial is it for Ireland to get involved in productions from other countries?
It's a very interesting question. As an Irish co-producer, I would know of Senior Born Larsen in Denmark, who is the producer of The Act of Killing and has the company Final Cut for Real, who did Life is Sacred. And for me, it's a massive strategic partnership over time, you know, to see the way they work. We've learned so much, and their approach, and as well as actually being involved in projects that resonate not just in Ireland but internationally. We had a cameraman involved in that, who also directed a film called Colony, who's an Irish guy who went out to Bogota, And you know, he was truly amazing. On Brand New You, we would have provided a lot of the crew. Nora Jane Noon was the lead actress, and again, just to be involved in this level of project, it cements alliances, but it also, in a very, very, very simple way, just brings everybody on in terms of development. And lastly, it gets us to be involved in great projects internationally.
Yeah, I agree, especially with these two films. Love them both. So I thank you very much for talking with us about it, and thanks for joining us, and congratulations once again.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.